In deep sleep? I'd like to understand that more. I believe some of the sages say that awareness is still aware of awareness. They're awake. They know they're awake as awareness. Something like
that. Have you ever been
that.
Woken up by an alarm clock out of deep sleep?
What's that?
Have you ever been woken up by an alarm clock from deep sleep?
Mm-hmm. I'd say yes.
What is it that heard the alarm clock while you were deeply asleep? That one couldn't have been deeply asleep. It must have been fully aware, otherwise it wouldn't have heard the alarm clock. So, who is deeply asleep? The one that hears the aware alarm clock is obviously wide awake. The one that knows our dream is obviously wide awake. And that is the same one that is knowing this current experience. So, who goes through these three states?
Right. But when one is in, when deep sleep is happening, and nothing is... When you're in deep sleep and nothing is arising, so to speak, arising isn't a very good word.
But when you say when you're in deep sleep...
Not a person. Right? When a, all right.
I mean, tell me your experience of deep sleep.
Just deep sleep. Don't have the experience. When I come out of it, then I remember that something remembers.
But the waking state mind tells us about deep sleep. We know by now that not everything the waking state mind says is true. So just leave on one side what the waking state mind tells you about your experience and go to your experience of deep sleep. What is that?
As far as I know, no experience of it.
Well, why ask about it then?
How do you question.
Know, how do you know? The waking state mind says, for instance, that deep sleep lasts for, 4 hours? But we also know that without thought, there is no time. Mm-hmm. Yes? So, during so-called deep sleep, the waking state mind is not present, by definition. Mm-hmm. So, how long does deep sleep last for?
It's unknown.
No, you do know.
I do.
It doesn't last in time, because there's no time is thought. There's no thought in deep sleep. That's how we're defining deep sleep, as the absence of thought. So deep sleep doesn't last in time. The waking state mind can only think in terms of time. It cannot think of the timeless. So the waking state mind, it arises, and it tries to account for the fact that it's now 6:30, and last time I looked, it was midnight. So it construes, it imagines a period of time which we call deep sleep. But that doesn't correlate with our experience.
Okay. Okay.
What about to replace this model that the waking state mind gives us of a separate self that is traveling through time? It goes through the waking state. Then half of it falls asleep and it experiences a dream state. Then the other half of it falls asleep and it kind of somehow remains for 4 hours in a blank state. And then it comes out 4 hours later and it goes through another waking state. Now, instead of this model of a separate self traveling along through time and through states, what about starting with our experience? Just our simple experience, which is that we are first and foremost, before we are anything, we are just present and aware. I am, and I am aware that I am. This is our most simple, most obvious, everybody knows that now. I am, and how do I know that I am? Because I am aware that I am. And the I that I am is the same I that is aware that I am. So these being and awareness. I am and I am aware. These are our... before we know anything about ourself or anything else, we know this. Just the simple knowing of our own being. Now, what about if we just stay with that basic fact of experience? This simple, ordinary, basic fact. Now, is this self that I am, is it going anywhere? Thoughts, this is just a model, of course, it's not completely accurate, but thoughts are appearing in it, sensations are appearing in it, perceptions, they come and go, they move and change, thought arises in it and interprets our experience in such a way that we know is not accurate, but that's fine, it carries on, the subtitles on the film, commentating on it. But what about yourself all the time? Are you making the journey that the separate self makes? Or are you just always this awareness? Are you moving through time? Are you moving through states? So maybe our experience, if we stay close to our experience, maybe instead of being a separate self, passing through three states, moving along in time, what about if we just remain this awareness? Our experience is that this awareness is ever-present. It's not moving in time. An idea of time moves through awareness from time to time. But this awareness is not going anywhere. It's not moving in time, nor is it passing through three states. Awareness is always this here now-ness. And it's empty. We could call that deep sleep. Into this emptiness, and not veiling this emptiness, but into it comes an image, which we call a dream. And then sensations and perceptions arise in this emptiness. We call that the body and the world. Thought then arises, which interprets this as a waking state that remembers a dream state. But all the while, this emptiness, what I am, this empty, aware presence, is just being itself, not passing through any states. These states are all thought-made. It's what thought makes of sensations and perceptions and images. The dream state and the waking state are all take place in a bubble of thought. It's thought's interpretation of experience, but for awareness, which is the only real point of view, it's not passing through states. It's always wide awake in deep sleep. And the deep sleep doesn't vanish, a dream just comes into it. And then, in fact, the dream doesn't vanish. The thinking and the imagining that a dream is made out of continues in the waking state. It's just that sensations and perceptions are added to it. And then sensations and perceptions leave. The world seems to disappear, and the so-called dream state remains. Then the dream state remains. The thinking and imagining disappear. And it leaves wide awake awareness, which was always present, aware, the substance of these appearances. It was only thought that made out of these appearances three states of waking, dreaming, and sleeping. They were for the separate thought-made self. So the three states of waking, dreaming, and sleeping are only for an imaginary self, never for the true and only self of awareness, which is just pure, wide awake, ever-present, here and now-ness.